Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I am so glad you're here today. Today we're going to talk about living for God's glory, but before we dive into that, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment on this video. It really helps the algorithms bring us to the top. Also, we're trying to change hearts in Washington State so that it can change the policies and how we love our neighbor. So 1 Corinthians 10:31 through 33 says this, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God." Oftentimes people say, what does it mean to glorify God? Well, it's easy to identify what is not glorifying God. In other words, if we're harsh, if we're bitter, if we're unforgiving, if we're rude, if we're obnoxious, if we are just simply out there for vengeance, those items don't glorify God. However, if we're forgiving, if we're truthful, if we're filled with compassion and a hope for others to experience God's best, you know, those are areas that bring glory to God. And it says, so whatever you do, even your interactions today as you go to work, let it glorify God. As you participate in the public square, glorify God. As you interact with maybe someone who has a different political view than yours, glorify God. So this is the reality, is that when we have an opportunity or a crisis in each of our days today, we have a choice. The reality is we have a choice. We can either glorify God or glorify ourselves. We can either bring attention to God and who he is, or we can bring attention to our flesh and who we are. He goes on to say, "Give no offense either to the Jew or the Greeks or the church of God, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." So as you conduct yourself at work today and just around in the public square, I want to encourage you, have a heart and a desire for the salvation of souls. Are you drawing people closer to the cross or repelling them from the cross? Now, some of us may think when I say that, they're thinking, well, is he saying that we just agree with everyone and we just pretend like there is no sin and we don't talk about cultural issues and we somehow dilute the truth? No, that's not loving. It's not loving to dilute the truth, but it has how we deliver the messages of correction and reproof, you might say, and or even disagreement has as much of an importance as the truth that we're delivering. So think about this. You might lead someone to the Lord today. Will you remind them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life, and that no man goes to the Father except through him, that repentance and a changed life and behavior is key, that we are saved by faith through grace, and it's not the works of ourselves, but it's through the grace of God? Those are things that we can begin to understand and help. So what's my point today? Let's live a life that glorifies God today. All right. So if you haven't subscribed, liked, shared, or commented on these videos, I'd encourage you to do so. It really does help us reach more people in Washington. Also, want to encourage you that if you haven't taken a stand for righteousness, that you would do it today in a way that brings glory to God. So let's go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.